Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday. High school football roundtable today. Playoff edition. Got one down and one to go. One down, two to go, I should say. And hopefully they can hang in as long as possible. Big games coming up this weekend. And how about that one between, and this was talked about on the show yesterday, between Southern Columbia and Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel won the first time between them, and the winner gets undefeated Troy, and that will be on the road. Because remember, the matchup between Mount Carmel and Southern Columbia is a 2-3. So that's what's coming up. And we'll talk about that at 2:05 today. We'll have Greg Wetzel on to talk about Lewisburg and their playoff matchup, and we'll have Zach Showers with Sealands Grove. As the playoff edition, Chickalimmie's been eliminated. Sealands Grove did that last week, so we were guaranteed no matter what would be down to two of the local teams that we broadcast no matter what, because Sealands Grove played Chickalimmie last week, so one of the two was going to advance and the other was going to be out. Turns out it is Sealands Grove that advances. And so big weekend coming up, starting with high school football tomorrow. Now, tonight's game, Carolina and the Bears. Thursday night football. When this game was put on the schedule, had to be the thought. The thought was, okay, the Bears are getting better with Justin Fields at quarterback, and they're going to win a few games this year, and you get to see the first overall pick in the draft. On display in Bryce Young. That was the thought process. And, of course, that's not how it's playing out. Was it Tyler Badgett at quarterback? Shepard? He is one of ten rookie quarterbacks to play in the NFL this season. One of ten. So far, 46 quarterbacks have played so far this season in the NFL. 46 quarterbacks have started. 46 have started. 10 are rookies. You have to be kidding me. And this league is built on the ability of the starting quarterback. Built on it. You have this many guys out, and they are as protected as ever. Let's not kid ourselves here. Quarterbacks are as protected as ever in the NFL, yet they still have this many injuries because it's just the nature of the game and the position. Aaron Rodgers is a good example. There's nothing brutal about the tackle he took. The tackle is not brutal, but it's done. He went down in such a way that in the end, because of how he was turned, he popped his Achilles. All right. I mean, It wasn't a particularly violent tackle or anything like that. It's just the human body went one direction, and that's how he ended up getting hurt. Okay? That's the way the nature of the league is. And then you have a guy like Daniel Jones, tears his ACL. You got a guy like Kirk Cousins, and he ends up getting a ruptured Achilles. I mean, the list goes on and on. Rib injury for Kenny Pickett. Now, Kyler Murray, I guess, is going to get back and start. Josh Dobbs had been one of those starting quarterbacks. Dobbs now moves on, plays for the Vikings because of the Cousins injury. I mean, over and over, I mean, all these injuries and guys that are hurt along the way. It's been really an amazing run. 46 different starting quarterbacks in the league, including 10 rookies. Stunning. All right, so now let's see. Let's get to under the category of what does America want to talk about? Well, in college sports, it is two things they want to talk about right now. They want to talk, that's been the interesting topics. One has been, of course, realignment. That dominated a lot of the conversation and captured the imagination of many. And, of course, it is what is happening at Michigan. The only way it is going to come up in tonight's show with James Franklin is going to be if a fan asks it. I'm not going to talk to him about it. And it's not like, oh, Steve, you know. What do I want to, what do I want to talk to James about that for? What's he going to say? You don't ask questions. When you do this for a living, you don't ask questions that you know they're not going to answer, where you just want to feel good, like, see, at least he asked it. At least he asked what? I'm not going to waste my time at a question that he doesn't want to talk about. And nor should he be talking about it. Hey, James, in a public setting, and he's done this. Just stay out of it. Other people are dealing with it. Now, if Tony Petitti's there, I'd have to ask him about it. But I'm not going to waste my time asking a question with a head coach that justifiably, number one, he has nothing to do with the decision. Zero. Now, if the decision comes out, you probably have to ask him the thought. But other than that, there's no other reason to sit there and speculate as to what they could do. He has to concentrate on his team. That's what he has to concentrate on, his team. It's what it's all about. It's about them. And they're facing, obviously, a really good team. There's no getting around it. Michigan is really good. McCarthy has become a terrific quarterback. That's a dual threat. I think it does help. As I told Doug yesterday, they faced Tagovailoa last week, because in facing him last week, they at least faced somebody who had movement to him when he plays. He's not an NFL pocket. You know, get pressure up the middle of him. You have to really make sure you're in your lanes, because Tagovailoa will move, and he makes plays on the move. Well, J.J. McCarthy makes plays on the move, too. So it helped in that vein that they played somebody that moves the week before. Corum's a terrific running back, but they're running the ball the last three games at 3.7 yards a carry. Wilson is, you know, Wilson scored two touchdowns at Beaver Stadium 2 years ago. Now, he's wearing number 14 back then. He's wearing number one now. So just to give everybody a reference. And – and Cornelius Johnson's very good, and you look at the tight ends. Cortland Loveland, really good. A.J. Barner, really good. And they do a good job of using Max Bredesen as a tight end, H-back, fullback type. And it's a good offensive line. They have a couple transfers in there, one from Arizona State, one from Stanford, to go with the guys that they have homegrown. And that's... that's a big part of it. And so... but this Michigan thing, of course, fascinates people. And what's happened is that when you have time to do stuff like this, when you have time, which they've had some time, they can get their legal ducks in a row. And in the end, that's what this is going to be all about, the ability to get their legal ducks in a row, so if something does happen, they already have countermeasures ready to go. That would be my guess. And we'll just wait and see. Penn State can't control it. Penn State can't control any of this. Because Penn State can't control any of this. Okay? Don't talk about things you can't control. And don't worry about things you can't control. That was the piece of advice my father gave me when I was young. And I stuck with it because he was right. Don't worry about things that you can't control. Concern yourself with things that you can. Well, Penn State cannot control what's happening at Michigan. Penn State cannot control what Commissioner Tony Petitti might or might not do. Penn State cannot control about what's going on with the NCAA. So why worry about it? What you can control is your preparation to get ready for the game. What you can control is working on stuff that you think will work and give you an advantage in the game, right? That's what you can control. You can control your practice habits, and work, right? And your preparation. You can control that. You can't control the other stuff, so why bother worrying about it? Now, is it fascinating? Yes. Is there plenty to talk about to deliver an opinion on? Sure. But if you're around this, like for example, Saturday. Okay, so let's just take it from a personal point of view. Let's just do the easy one, do the personal one. From a personal point of view. Personal point of view. Can I... when I sat down to do my work for the game, did I think anything about whether who might or might not be coaching during the game? No, none. My whole thing is, McCarthy's the quarterback. He's playing. All right? Wilson's the wide receiver, number one, playing. Johnson, 6, wide receiver, playing. All right? Morris, number 8, probably going to play. 2 is Corum. 7 is Donovan Edwards. All right? Loveland's 18. Barner's 89. All right? That's what I have to concern myself with. Whether he coaches or not, I really, you know what? You want an honest opinion? I really don't care. He does, he does. He doesn't, he doesn't. It's not going to affect how I do the game. And as I said before, don't worry about things you can't control. Okay? Work on stuff you can control. All right. Take a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Obviously, they're good defensively. And that's the other part, too. I mean, they're only giving up, what, 6.5 points a game, some number like that? Hey, it's impressive. Look, we'll see. And let's just see how it plays out. I mean, somebody said to me, you don't seem too excited about the game. I said, what do you want me to do, pace? I said, come on. You guys know me better than that. I mean, I'm going through, I'm preparing, I'm getting everything done I can to prepare for the game. That way, I'm ready to go with Jack, and so we can get it done. We'll go back to practice again today, and, you know, I got a basketball game tomorrow night. I said, when I get around to Saturday, you know, the whole key is to be ready to go. I said, I'm not going to, what's going on with the game? Oh, for goodness sakes. So, here's this part. That was put out by Football Scoop on their Twitter page. It says, the stunning omission in Michigan's letter, and they say it's on page 6, is that no staff member has been questioned about their knowledge of this scheme. And then it goes on to say, not one person? How is that possible? Michigan hasn't interviewed them? The NCAA hasn't interviewed them? What have they been doing? Exactly. Now, I'd like to point out that the one day that they were going to go in and interview the staff was a Thursday during the bye week. So that would be 2 weeks ago today, and Jim sent them all out recruiting. Okay. That's my understanding. My understanding is he sent them all out recruiting 2 weeks ago, which is when the NCAA wanted to interview staff members. Okay. Well, if that is the case, come on.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online, sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department that takes care of all of it. That way, when it comes time to sit there and Trade in for your next SMC vehicle. Car's in great shape. Great shape. It's well taken care of. Routine to difficult to handle at all at Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right. The Michigan story is a bizarre story. We've talked a lot all week about with everything they have. They do have a terrific football team. They do, and here's one that is one of those subtle under the radar things. Right, but I want you to be aware of it going into the game. Michigan's only averaging 3 penalties per game at 25 yards per game. They don't beat themselves. And I know people are always concerned. For some odd reason, they bring it up to us all the time. They are concerned about officiating. I don't really, but, which of course we all know. They get concerned about it. And but they're a team that is one of the least penalized teams in college football. I mean, only 3 penalties per game at 25 yards a game. Interesting. You want to know why it's important to stay off social media? Okay. I'll give you this one. We've had Scott Hansen on the show before. He is the host of NFL Red Zone. My respect level for his work is extremely high. And then you find out about Scott off the air, and you find out that off the air, this guy has gone down to Central America to help Bill Holmes in the offseason, things like that. He's just a good guy. And somebody tweeted out, and I have no idea who this is, AJB. And this is why you don't pay attention to social media. Just do your deal. Just be you. I tell my students in my class all the time, be you. I was talking to them about the interview process when they're interviewing for a job. I said, don't just sit there and give them answers, give answers that you think they want to hear. Just give them the answer that you think. It's okay. Be you. Okay? Be genuine. Be real. People want real. Everything's subjective anyway. I said, in the end, they were going to want to hear what your reel says, you know, how you sound, how you look, how you present it, which in all likelihood will be the determining factor. But when you get an interview, just be yourself. This is why, and I tell them, I said, social media is poison. I don't blame people who use it. It's not like there aren't great uses for it, because there are. It's a great way to stay in touch with other people and so forth. There's a big news story breaking, and you can get it out on Twitter faster, and into that way people can get to it. I'll never forget the Boston Marathon bombing. I was checking Twitter going, you know, for the press conference to keep up to date, because it was the fastest way to do it, especially on a show like this, because I can't sit there and watch the TV and read lips. Can't do that. So, yeah, I mean, those are great uses of Twitter. But, again, there are always these unintended consequences, and part of them is you've got a lot of people out there spewing about stuff that just, you know, it's an opinion, but it shouldn't affect you. So, AJB, whomever that is, I have no idea, which had 149 whopping replies. So it's, you know, not exactly seen by the world. at Scott Hansen. If you have access to Paramount Plus, I urge you to watch for 15 minutes and check out how Nico Cantor won and the producers handle their Champions League whip-around show. They go to the games and show the games without constant talking over it. Well, for one thing, they go to games on Red Zone and they picked up the play-by-play. And then there are other times he's talking you through it. It's remarkable all the names he knows, and I've told Scott that. But Hansen took it upon himself to quote, tweet that, and offer the following thoughtful response. And here was his response. You might not accept this as an answer reason, but I'll try anyway. Trust me, I'm not trying to talk over any live football more than I have to or more than I deem appropriate for context and perspective. However, many times during a show, we are in a double or triple box with simultaneous snaps. If I shut up, which audio would you like to hear? Keep in mind you have a 50% or 66% chance of being wrong in your choice. Another option would be mixed audio. Want that? Try 33, 33, 33, sound in a triple box. Good luck with that, Mosh. You can believe me or not, but I've thought this through more than anyone on the planet. My intention is to host the greatest football show possible. I'm not paid by the word, and I ain't doing this for my glory. And he is not. Okay? I'm telling you. I am really great respect for Scott. He says, we make the best choices we can, knowing all the variables involved based on my 30 years of sports TV experience and our NFL Red Zone staff's collective hundreds of years. Hope this helps your understanding. And then, he's on for 7 hours a day. I mean, the big question's always been, what does he do about the bathroom? Right? And this guy, this is, again, why you don't So somebody like Bronco Buff 2001 then tweeted in reply, this is a ridiculous post. Red Zone is the best thing on television. Well, see, I mean, you appreciate that. And then AJB, it's awesome being able to see every game. Less awesome when one guy is never not talking. Right? That's why you stay away from that stuff. Who cares what this guy thinks? Or could be a woman for all you know. Who cares what this person thinks? And Scott Hansen doesn't make himself the show. The football is the show. And it's, man, see, and again, this is why I tell my students all the time. All the time I tell them this. Is that, I said, I know we're in an era where you do have to participate in social media. You're trying to promote the stories you're doing, trying to promote where you're going, trying to get people interested in watching you or listening to you. I said, I totally get that. I said, I'm extremely fortunate I don't have to. I'm extremely fortunate Jack Ham doesn't have to. There was a point where Learfield was really trying hard to get us to tweet during games, and we both refused to, not being jerks about it. We just said, hey, look, we want to concentrate on the game we're doing. And during the breaks, I said, there are some breaks we need for personal reasons, which you can guess. I said, and there are also some breaks that we just need to kick back and talk among ourselves just for a minute to discuss what's going on. And they never really pushed us too hard on it. But they really wanted us to, and we didn't. But I said to them, I said, here's what you can't do. Don't get into Twitter fights with people. I said, and don't react to what people are saying. It doesn't matter. So if you get into a Twitter fight with somebody, you're the known name entity. So in the end, who has the biggest opportunity to look bad? The known name entity, not the anonymous person doing this. Right? And I don't know, that's what I try to tell them. I said, you got to be careful with it. I said, Danny Cannell, former Florida State quarterback, played in the NFL with the Giants and so forth, is one of the morning talk show hosts on SiriusXM. He'll get into Twitter fights with people, and I think seems to enjoy doing it. I mean, I saw him, did not talk to him. I did see him at the Ohio State game, but never talked to him. But it seems like he likes doing it. But I tell my students, I said, look, you can do what you want. I said, it's your life. You can do whatever you want. I said, but don't get into Twitter fights with people. Don't react to other people what they tweet. I said, and again, when it comes to people's opinion of you, I said, don't sit there. And again, this is what I'm trying to tell them. I said, don't sit there and all of a sudden, oh, look, they're criticizing me. And then you start thinking about it. I said, well, that's one of the worst things you can do in this thing is think. If there's somebody that's in charge or your broadcast partner says, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Listen to them because they know how everything works. I said, the same thing with praise. You're the greatest. Yeah, somebody says, hey, I'm pretty good. I said, no. I said, keep yourself level and even. Twitter can be poison. Pro and con. Social media can be poison. Pro and con. Doesn't mean there's not great uses to social media. There absolutely are great uses to social media. But when it comes to this, I'll give you an example. Al Michaels. Did an interview with Andrew Marchand on the New York Post. Okay? Al Michaels has had a sterling career. And the way Andrew phrased it, he said, quote, I was asking Al Michaels questions the other day about retirement when he turned the tables on me. Let me ask you a question. How do I sound? Michaels said. In his prime, and this is what he said, in his prime he was throwing 97-mile-per-hour fastballs. During his final years at NBC, he was still in the low 90s, all right, including a Tom Brady-like performance in the Super Bowl a little more than a year and a half ago. He was incredible in that Super Bowl. I told him, he says, right now I think you're throwing at 85 at times. He says, on Thursdays he doesn't sound as enthusiastic. He gave one example. He said the lack of excitement during Will Levis's Houdini act to avoid a sack in a big game last week. All right? And Michael said to him, he says, you know what? You know, your assessment is fair. Michaels, however, he said, didn't fully agree with it, even though I'm not alone. The internet has been on Michaels since he and Tony Dungy were low-key during Jacksonville's epic playoff comeback over the Chargers. Social media can be unsophisticated, cruel, relentless, and occasionally right. Right? However, let's be clear. Michaels can still do the job even if he sounds like he's giving 80%. This week will be challenging. He's got the Panthers and Bears. He points that out. He said the promising combo with game analyst Kirk Herbstreit hasn't come close to Herb Street's stated goal of being best booth in sports. Andrew Marshan writes that the duo feels like two guys doing a game, not friends like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, who are having fun. And he did say, I thought Herb Street would be better on Thursday Night Football. I think Herb Street's been better. I think Kirk's been better this year on it than last year. And he says, and Michaels did say, as far as I'm concerned, I am doing next year. He says, there's no question in my mind about that. And he says, look, he says, when I'm done, it's going to be the John Madden way of being done. Two words and a contraction. It's time. He said, I don't need any parade or that nonsense. Let's face it. He misses doing the big games. There's no getting around it. Is Carolina and the Bears the biggest game of the weekend? No. But it's the only game Amazon Prime has. And as I tell, again, we'll go back to what I talked to my students about. I said, I've got Penn State Lehigh on Friday night, and I've got Penn State Michigan in football on Saturday. I said, the natural thing is for everybody to say, you have to be really excited about Saturday. I said, but my employer and the people who listen to Penn State basketball expect and demand that Dick Girardi and I be really good tomorrow night. So it's my responsibility to be the best I can be. And then on Saturday, my employer and the fans who listen to it expect and demand I be great on Saturday. I just can't pick and choose, say, yeah, I'll be okay on Friday and great on Saturday. Nope. People listening on Friday are expecting you at your best. And this, I try to tell the students this all the time. I said, don't take any game for granted. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, high school football roundtable coming up in the next half hour. We'll talk with Greg Wetzel about Lewisburg's playoff game and then Zach Showers on the Sealands Grove playoff game. I mean, you knew we'd be down to a maximum of two this week, only because Sealands Grove played Shikellamy last week, so somebody was going to have to lose. And that's, yeah, it turned out it was Shikellamy, Sealands Grove that won. And then we'll close out, take your calls in the final half hour. See what you're thinking, whether it's going to this game or something else. I mean, yesterday, there was a conversation yesterday about Troy High School football, for goodness sakes. They're undefeated. They're the number one seed. Mount Carmel and Southern Columbia are the two and the three. They are. We'll see how the rest of the day plays out. Then tomorrow, the Penn State men's soccer team made it to the Big Ten finals against Indiana. They'll play in Bloomington Sunday. Won in penalty kicks over Ohio State. Big save at the end for Penn State. So they advanced. Women's soccer has the NCAA tournament opening round tomorrow. And then the Jordan Center tomorrow is a doubleheader. The women play at 5 tomorrow. The men have a game with Lehigh at 7:30. So that's what's coming up tomorrow. fact, and this is my fault, Roger Corey comes up to me today and he says, how do you want to handle tomorrow? I said, what do you mean, handle tomorrow? He says, well, the women's game's at 5 ago. I said, that game's at 5? I said, wow, I didn't realize it was that late because, you know, it was a doubleheader. He says, so we may not have a pregame show. I said, well, whenever we start, don't worry about it. I said, I can't control that. I said, I'll still do a pregame show with Mike. I said, that way we've got it in case we have to go earlier. He says, okay. I said, I'm like, okay. I thought maybe the game was at 4:30, but I guess it's at 5, so. Okay. And the men's game's at 7:30. All right, high school football roundtable. Next half hour, brought to you by Sunbury Motors here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your home for news, AccuWeather, and sports. Celebrating 90 years of serving the Susquehanna Valley. We are WKOK Sunbury.